Hello, patrons. Welcome back to After Dark. This is a hat containing the questions that you've sent us. We're going to take them out. We're going to answer them. And right now, we're going to thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Thank you.
Thank you for supporting us on Patreon.
We don't have to thank you. This is what we're doing to thank you.
Yes.
You don't need to hear thank you from us when we're going to sit here for
half an hour
doing like fun, interesting chat all about... Hi, Bap. What's your favourite Haribo sweet? Personally, I like the foamy ones, e.g. the fried egg and the love hearts in Star Mix and the milk bottle in Super Mix. Chris Grayson, kiss.
Great question, Chris.
That is a good question.
I'm glad you asked.
Although it was written by Christopher Curry. I don't know how that works. It says Christopher Curry at the top and it's signed Chris Grayson.
Maybe I forgot to change the name.
Maybe they have.
Or maybe they have their name's Chris Grayson, but on Patreon it's Chris Curry.
Could be.
Chris, thank you.
Maybe I just messed up.
Thank you.
You're a Chris, regardless. So.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, patrons, for your just being funny
facetious.
I like the Haribo Tang Fastics, but specifically like the crocodile with the foamy backs. Mm-hmm. And I like the like red or the purple ones.
It's making me salivate just thinking
about
it.
Those are the best ones. Mm. My favourite. Mm.
I do quite like a foamy Haribo. I like Love Hearts. But what I don't like is the milk bottles because they're different foam, right? Can
they
we establish this? People think that I'm strange for not liking the milk bottles but liking the foam on the other ones. It's a different foam.
It's flavoured foam.
Yeah.
The milk bottle ones are
taste
harder.
Of milk.
As well.
Yeah, it doesn't taste
the milk.
No, it doesn't. It didn't taste the milk.
I love the milk bottles. They're my favourite.
Bet you do. Fucking weird.
Whoa, Jesus. We're not even 2 minutes in. You're calling me a weirdo.
It's the same with...
They're not my favourite Haribo, to be fair.
Roundtree.
I do like milk bottles.
Roundtree's Randoms, which I don't get very often, but those have like nice jelly ones with foam on the back, and they're all really good. And then randomly, they've also...
Random.
That's why they call them Randoms. So the whole thing is like filled with jelly sweets and then just like four foamy ice cream cones, which are different to the foam on the back of the jelly ones. Why is that a thing?
Because they're random.
Because they're trying to copy Haribo.
They're crazy.
Yeah. What's your favorite Haribo?
I mean, the Tang Fastics are good. I'm not really a sweets person in that. If I'm going to have sweet things, I prefer chocolate to sweeties. Mm-hmm. Not a big sweeties fan. Like, I'll still eat them, but I wouldn't buy sweeties for myself. Tang Fastics are good. I like I do also like the foamy ones, like the heart ones are nice. What else is there? You guys ever had a fruity bussy? The German ones?
I beg your pardon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got loads of fruity bussies.
I've got a couple of packets of them still in my, we call it the box of delights in my house. It's a cardboard box in the cupboard, still with Tatterpeel sweets.
We've got a cupboard.
It's at the bottom shelf of a cupboard. It's just full
of tat sweets.
Bussies.
Full of bussies. No, I haven't cracked into my bussies yet.
No, but
I don't like the ones that like have the juicy in the middle.
Yeah,
the little bouquet that's
contained inside.
Yeah. I'd rather that they didn't have those. But don't the fruity bussies have that?
I don't know. I've not opened the bussies.
Maybe we all need to go away and try a bussie and then come back.
Mm.
What I don't like in Haribo is apart from the milk bottles, I don't really like the cherry, you know, the double cherry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all right, but I would never choose it. And what I actively dislike is the massive strawberries you can get.
I don't like the straws.
Yeah.
I don't like those.
They're kind of flavor. They're waxy.
I don't like cola bottles.
I like cola bottles.
No,
I really like cola bottles.
They'll always be the ones that I leave at the bottom of the pack.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't like those.
Okay.
I like
the
gummies.
I'll leave all
the
cola bottles then.
Yeah.
You get all the milk bottles. I'll have the cola bottles.
Oh, and I'll eat the rest of the pack.
I prefer cola bottles. That's fine. Okay. That's all right.
I really like Tang Fastics. I do worry about what they do to my teeth, though. If I was just a child again, I would eat, you know, a whole bag of Tang Fastics and really enjoy it. But I would not do that as a grown up because I would be concerned for my.
I like sour sweets, as we know, and I would eat a whole bag of Tang Fastics and then have a tummy ache.
Yeah,
and it's worth it.
It's worth it. Mm.
You could give one Tang Fastic to a medieval peasant and it would just kill them.
Yeah, probably.
They would just die. Mouth would like fold in on itself and they would turn inside out.
My favourite trends is like things that we think would put like Henry VIII in a coma. And I think that like one Tang Fastic would...
He'd go toxic waste would bring down the empire.
Oh, yeah, toxic waste. Would, that would murder him. Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
Comes from Rocky Kremer or Creamer. Greetings, Yins guys, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Brand new patron catching up on the After Dark backlog here. Thank you so much for supporting.
Don't know how
thank
new you are at this no, point, but thank weeks you ago. So much
my
for your support.
My question is, do you have anything in pop culture that you missed the boat on entirely and wish you could go back in time and get in on the ground floor? Sorry.
Yes.
For me, it used to be Harry Potter. When I finally had time in my life to go back and read/watch it all, JK was already a monster. P.S. Ashton is 100% correct on her king bed theory. I thought I was buying a marital jungle gym, but instead it was instant bed death. Cheers.
What? Am I missing
marital jungle
am I
gym?
Missing some
have
context
I not told
here?
You my theory you'd about king beds?
This may have been one where you
weren't
here.
I have this
weeks and weeks
theory
ago.
Theory. That king beds are the reason that married couples don't have sex, not marriage. Because I think when you get married, you tend to like upgrade your bed situation or you buy a house. Mm-hmm. And you tend to get king beds because you're like, oh my God, there'll be so much space.
Yeah.
But the issue is, in a king bed, your butts don't accidentally touch like they do in a double bed.
Right.
Like when you're
and
like right next
part
to each other, you don't have to make much effort. Like, oh, you kind of roll into it and you're like, oh, here we are. But if you're in a king bed, you have to actively plan your trip across the bed to get to your
bring
partner.
A snack.
Jesus, they're not that bloody
set a base camp
yeah,
along
exactly
the way.
It's like a
Christ.
Yeah, you have to bring snacks with you and everything.
Okay, that's
but
a,
that's my
a fun theory.
Theory.
Going to step outside, yeah. I may be sometime.
Yeah.
It's the famous quote there.
Christ. No, I've not heard that before.
That's my theory. And I also have a theory that minis are an inherited trait, but my boyfriend
no,
says
yeah,
that
I've
one's
heard about that one.
Yeah.
You've told me that one.
Yeah.
I do still think, as much as I don't have FOMO of the Marvel movies, I think that had I got in on the ground floor, I probably would have, you know, would be watching them to this day and enjoying them and having a great time and would have, you know, enjoyed the Infinity War hype and all of that stuff. But it, as I say, it's not to an extent where I actually now still have like or have ever had a proper kind of FOMO about it. But yeah, it just seems like a thing that, you know, I like sci-fi, I like fantasy, and it's a kind of a mixture of both. So I would probably enjoy it. But at this point,
the fatigue is setting.
Yeah, there's just far too much for me to... I've talked before ad nauseum about the fact that I don't like to go into series of anything, whether it's series of films or books or games, halfway through, if I can help it. So I would have to start with Iron Man and just slowly make my way through all of the movies and probably the TV shows as well. And there's just too much now. So I'm never going to watch a Marvel movie, probably. I have watched the Guardians ones because at least when they started, they were kind of standalone. I suppose a lot of them do stand alone on their own, you know, by themselves. But yeah, they were certainly very standalone. Now, maybe less so. Like, have they done three yet?
No, three's
coming out
soon.
Three's coming out, isn't it?
It looks like it's self-contained.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have a go with that one. But yeah, so probably that. I'm sure there are other things as well, but that is the first one that comes to mind.
Go on, Ashton.
Not really. I guess maybe, but like the only thing is from before I was born, like being there when the first Star Wars movies came out and that like the hype and everything around that. That like must have been.
Imagine making that your whole identity for like 20 years and then the Phantom Menace comes out.
You can see why people were so disappointed.
Yeah.
Whereas when, if you know, I was like
growing up, the Phantom Menace
whatever,
was the best movie
it was
ever
amazing.
Made in the late 90s.
Had all the merch. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like that would be the only thing. And like finding out, you know, the big twist, like as it happened, rather than like knowing about it way before I'd ever even seen any of the movies. So
there's nothing worse than there's literally nothing worse than a popular IP, let's say long running film series or TV show that ends naffly and then knowing that there's like years of really good television potentially that you could watch and enjoy, but just knowing that it ends shittily. Like, I'm really glad that I was part of the zeitgeist when Game of Thrones was on.
Yeah.
Because that was really fun. But then I feel sorry for people now who potentially, you know, they like fantasy, they're looking for like a really good adult TV show. And everyone's saying, oh, you should watch Game of Thrones. But they just, all they know is that the ending is shit.
Yeah.
And so it just puts them off watching the whole thing. From what I understand, The Walking Dead is still going, the TV show.
I think so.
I might be wrong in that.
Right.
But certainly, that was all anyone was talking about when I was at university. The Walking Dead was huge. And I've never watched it. And I feel like I missed out. I missed out on that. And I know that it's sort of deteriorated as time has gone on. It's nowhere near as good or as popular as it used to be. But certainly, I think I was too scared to watch it, honestly. It was too spooky.
I watched the first season, and it in places it is kind of like, oh my God, that's horrid. Yeah.
So I'd say that would be mine. But it's mainly because Facebook thinks I like The Walking Dead.
Right.
And it shows me a lot of, hey, you might like this, both videos and like memes and fan page news updates. And every time I have to click the X button.
I get that with Vampire Diaries.
I don't know. I've never watched this. Stop. And then because I've paused and like looked at it in Facebook's algorithm's eyes, it's like he's really engaging with this Walking Dead.
Yeah,
there's a weird thing with me on my Twitter suggestions where for 2 years I had to hit I'm not interested in this with various wrestlers and like WWE.
Mine's doing that.
And it was like be like NXT, and then it would go into like sort of
the really niche stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got to the whatever the bottom of this list is, was Eddie Kingston.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so, and now what happens is it's finally stopped, I think, but genuinely for a period of about 4 or 5 months. At the bottom of all my stuff that would have like Spyro, Crash, Star Wars, I'd get to the bottom and then Eddie Kingston would be there as a suggestion. I would click, I'm not interested in this. And it would say, okay, we won't make the suggestion for you anymore. The next day, I would go on my explore page, Eddie Kingston would be at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because I've sort of reached the bottom of that algorithm. And so it's like, this one again?
But you still you still like wrestling,
though,
don't
you? We know that you like wrestling because you follow Adam Wrestling. I think I probably do. But Adam Pacitti.
Yeah.
All these people who are in wrestling.
You must still like wrestling.
Have muted.
No way.
I'm blocked every single word that I can think of about wrestling. Every time something new comes up,
I mute it.
But it's like also sometimes a video will come up and I'm like, I kind of want to watch it because I'm like, what's happening here? Because it'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe this thing happened. And I'm like, oh, what happened? And then I watch it and I'm like, and I watch someone get like kicked through a door.
Yeah, and then Twitter thinks, she likes this.
Show them we'll show her more. No, thanks. But yeah.
I use Twitter very differently. I'm trying to use it a lot less now anyway, but I've never used the explore page ever. I always just go at my do you not?
Whereas your For You page is your initial like thing you click onto. So that the initial thing you're scrolling through isn't your people who you're following.
Oh, it's okay. I only look at
the For You page.
Oh, right. Well, I use TweetDeck, which I think still only shows me
people
I follow. Your sort of feed,
And before they made this change, I would make sure that I wasn't seeing top tweets. I was seeing latest tweets. Mm-hmm. Like that did my head in where I was like, what's happening? And it's from 2 days ago. And it's like, I don't want to see that. That's not interesting to me. That's not why I use social media. But anyway, there we are. Eddie Kingston. Yeah. Right. This question comes from James State. Oh no! Triple Jump Tower. Oh no!
Oh no.
Jump Tower has traveled back in time 30 years. It is now 1993, and you have no choice but to continue making high quality, hilarious, and informative video game related content. But which format do you choose? A TV show like Games Master? A magazine like Mean Machine? A pirate radio show? Or perhaps the greatest teletext page ever?
It's obscene that 30 years ago was 1993. I was like, oh, 1970s, what do we do?
No.
But no.
We're 31 this year.
Yeah, we are.
I'm 25
this year. Shut the fuck up.
So we're going back to the days before Ashton was ever born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, early 90s is probably a bit too early for what I was about to suggest, which is I would set up the coolest, hippest V-Bulletin forum on the internet. And that's where I would run my video game news site. Mm-hmm. I would want to like hit the bottom of that upward curve of people using forums and be like the cool admin that everyone always remembers from their formative years. But 93 is a bit too early. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'd probably go and work in, because news coverage for gaming didn't really exist. There were some magazines, but a lot of them were owned by the companies making the games themselves, so your Nintendo Power and stuff. So probably my best bet would either be to go and shack up with either Sega or Nintendo and try and do something PR-y, marketing-y, kind of events-y with that, potentially.
It could suggest, like, names for gamers.
You yes.
Do that Bossaroos.
Hedgy-wedgies.
I mean, I feel like the most obvious thing for me would be to just try and get on one of those TV shows and be like, I'm a girl that likes gaming.
Whoa.
No way.
Guess what? We exist.
The first one.
Yeah. And I'd like...
She's negative 5 years old.
Yeah. I'm literally a atom. But here I am. That would probably be like... That would be the way that I could get my basis, because there probably wasn't that many girls on any of these like nerdy shows. I could be like her off the Gadget Show. Her name was Susie, I think. I could be her.
You could be the she
on the Gadget Show.
The Gadget She.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like very early CG, so maybe I would try and become like a poster artist for games where they use those, you know, there's like really cool looking renders of characters that look way better than they do in the actual game. That's what I'd be doing. You know, I'd be doing like cool Lara Croft posters for bedroom walls and Crash Bandicoot looking like hyper textured, and you're like, wow. And then you look at him in the game and he's just a triangle.
Yeah, he's got a lot of angles on that
board. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'd get into that sort of the artist marketing side. Not that it's something I have a particular talent with currently, but if I hit the ground running in the early 90s, then you know, there'd be no one better than me, because it's still a fairly early way of pushing stuff back then. Yeah. So
true.
I'd set the standard.
I'd love to see what a list or an episode of Worst Games Ever would look like with 1993 editing and technology and cameras and stuff. A lot of like shapes and cheesy music, I imagine.
Star wipes.
Be pretty cool. Star wipes galore.
Yeah. Incredible. The best transitions.
Yeah.
Thanks. There you go.
So basically what we're saying is none of us would work together.
No.
At all.
Peter started that. He said, I'm going off to do my own thing.
I must say, I kind of only heard the key words of the question and didn't really hear it in full. So hopefully I answered it. This is from Like a Glove, who says, Ella Bap, omit letter if one of you have plops.
None of us have plops this week.
I have a ridiculous question, as it's 2 a.m. and I can't sleep. If the human race was wiped out and a different species of animals evolved into a functioning society as humans are today, think Planet of the Apes kind of thing, what would be the best animal to fill this alpha species role? And what jobs would be obsolete or created as a result of this species replacing humans? I'd like to see a cow in a suit going to work as an accountant. Love, Jared, at Like a Glove 90.
Okay.
Right. I was thrown off there at the end where they're asking what jobs would be obsolete if such a species rose to power, and then they said, in a world where cows become a dominant species, there are still accountants. So I don't really know what the rules are anymore.
I think, like, if you were thinking evolutionarily, then the logical thing would be like a dolphin. It would be like a dolphin species, because the world is eventually going to fill up with water, and they will be able to survive because they're smart and friendly. And
did you say octopus?
No.
Okay, because I was thinking of octopus and then I heard you say out of the water and I was like, she's talking about octopuses.
No.
Now it's time for me to
Just picking on the key words.
No, I'm talking about dolphins.
Just in another world.
And I was going to say, because they also fuck for fun. Which no other species.
Yeah, they do a lot
does.
Worse than that as well.
So that's, I guess, a bit more signified that they have a little bit more society in what they're doing. Because I mean, they are also rapists.
Yes,
but
they are. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe they can cut that out, because
bestiality rapists as well.
That's true.
They'll do it to like seals,
fish,
people.
Fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty messed up. Have you seen them get high off a puffer fish?
Yes.
A linear fish.
Yeah.
They intentionally just like sort of throw it around. I don't know if they sort of intentionally spike themselves with it or just it releases the stuff into the water. But they just sort of microdose on the toxins from a puffer fish. That's cool,
man. That's so cool.
Or a blowfish.
See what I mean? Like, they're basically humans.
Mm. Yeah.
Just with flippers.
They're trapped in their weird, shiny bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. Opposable thumbs, though. Like, how are they going to be an accountant?
Yeah. That's true. Maybe they won't need such things as money.
No.
They'll just trade pufferfish.
I mean, yeah, they could do that. In a way, it seems like probably... I know someone who has the controversial opinion that I don't quite agree with, that everything has... The turning point of society downwards was the Industrial Revolution. And I think a lot of bad things happened with the Industrial Revolution, and dolphins might be as well to just live in the sea and farm at best. But then, you know, also the Industrial Revolution allowed us to have modern medicine and, you know, mass produce pharmaceuticals and things like that. So there are a lot of things that are better post-industrialism than they were beforehand. People were dying of just drinking water back then because it had plops in it.
Tangfastics.
Dysentery.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hopefully the dolphins just find the right balance.
Yeah, don't descend into dolphin capitalism.
No.
Space.
Which
goes
space.
I don't know.
Cats?
Nah.
I mean,
they're not going to do anything.
The logical answer seems to
be just going to sit around.
Just like another grey ape. They're already using tools. Like, eventually they'd just start hammering stuff with rocks and become, you know, it'd be all 2001 Space Odyssey all over again.
Yeah.
They would become human.
They'll discover coal, and then we'll do the whole dance again. That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. Go on then. Bet you can't.
I can.
Oh my God, she has.
Can too.
What the hell?
Adi Pramana says, "Hello, BAP.
Hello.
You guys don't normally do an April Fool's video, but since it's coming up to April Fool's, in brackets, it's not. It's January. I'm buying myself some time. What April Fool's video idea do you have that you think would be fun but won't ever make?"
We did do one April Fool's video.
Yeah. That's why we don't do April Fool's videos, is because...
it's too much effort.
Yeah.
People don't click on comedy lists.
We did a 10-point list that was called 10 League and Legends characters.
Yeah, 10 best League of Legends. Oh, League and Legends.
Yeah, League and Legends characters. And we picked 10 actual characters from League of Legends, but then just talked bollocks about them. Didn't
just
you?
Made
I think
up
you wrote the whole thing, did you? Oh, no, we wrote
each other's entries.
You
think
edited
the
video,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was loads of work and it got no views. And that's why you don't try on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And likewise, our seasonal Hunky Boys list never does any better than a very average list that we put out any day of the week.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I don't know how the Christmas ones did.
Christmas ones tend to do okay, but, you know, they have a short shelf life because they're only relevant for a week or so.
People don't want to watch that in the middle of June, do they?
No, they don't. Mm. So it's, if anything, this is on the Patreon exclusive podcast, this is us confirming that we'll probably be scaling back some of that stuff. Spooky things around Halloween tends to do okay.
Yeah.
Because horror games are always relevant.
Yeah, people watch 10 spookiest monsters any day of the week.
That's not, as long as it's not specifically, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Then, you know, that stuff tends to last for a while. But it's tough out
but
there.
What would you want? What like would you want to do if you know? It's not that you have to make it. It's like it will be fun, but you won't ever make it.
I always enjoyed IGN's fake product announcements and things. Mm. There was I don't know if IGN actually did this one, but we did a list actually about April Fool's jokes,
right?
And one of them was PlayStation Flow, which was like a diving suit with goggles and everything. And they made up a full trailer for it and had a logo and stuff like that. It was really well thought out. I enjoyed it. I like the April Fool stuff that's obviously taking the piss and isn't just trying to trick people, because I don't think that's very fun, really. It's usually pretty transparent depending on the day, you know, because if it's the morning of the 1st of April, then you know that it's probably taking the piss. But I think the more absurd ones are funnier, personally. Yeah.
I personally would like to either do a Worst Games Ever episode, but you two aren't in it, and it's just like me and James, and we just act as if it's just normal. Or alternatively, branch out a bit and do the Cultaholic News, like just me and Peter, who know fuck all about wrestling. Mm.
Eddie Kingston.
Just trying to do the news and acting as though we, you know, we were always there and just don't mention it. Just put the video out and see what people
say. I did that, I think, on two occasions at What Culture. Jack was doing some wrestling news and he just brought me in to kind of comment on it, and it went down reasonably well, but that's a...
Didn't you pick your favourite wrestler avenue?
Yeah, on the second time he brought me in, I come on and I say, no, Jack, I know about wrestling now, I know. And behind my back, I had like a wrestling encyclopedia. And he said something like, go on then, what's your favourite wrestler? And I went, and I just opened it at random and said, Jeff Jarrett. And apparently that was quite a funny answer. And I didn't really understand why that was funny.
Yeah, but, it is funny.
Yeah.
No one's favourite wrestler is Jeff Jarrett.
Right, okay. What was the question?
Don't know.
What April Fool's video would you do?
We could do...
Ashton's desperately trying to keep a
fucking hell.
What about at the debut episode of Best Games Ever? Mm. That's what we call it, and we never do one again. And on it, we sit down and we play a dreadful game. Like, we play Bubsy 3D or something, but we sit there going... whoa, like everything that happens, and look at that jump height. Oh, the colors. I mean, it would only be funny for about a minute and a half.
A 30-minute video. There would be people unironically in the comments saying, this is actually a really good idea for a show. You guys should do that. No one's going to watch.
Why best games ever would best games ever?
Because it would just be us playing a good game going...
It's just a let's play.
I mean, it's just a let's
with
play.
With some facts.
For 30 minutes. The first 30 minutes of... a good game that everyone has already played.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen.
No, not going to work. Cool. Here's a question. Do you want to guess who it's from?
Cameron Keyword. We've not had a Cameron
wait,
Keyword.
Wait, let me guess. Milk.
It's actually from your mum.
Whoa.
Amy Wicks. Is who this is from. Hi, Bap. A genie gives Bap 3 wishes. Since you are team, you get 1 wish. And that wish can only be used for another member. Who do you choose, and what is your wish for them?
So we wish for someone else. So each other.
Yeah, okay. We all have 1 wish for another person in the team.
Oh.
It'd be sad if 2 of us wish for one person. And
well, then
gets
why don't
out.
We avoid that situation entirely and decide who's wishing for who?
Should we spin the billy? Decide.
It might fall off. Something might fall off him if you spin him too hard.
Okay, Peter is picking 4.
The audience.
Ashton.
Me.
Okay, Ashton's picking 4. Either me or Ben.
Peter.
Oh, no, it can't be me because... Oh,
no, because then I'm left out.
So
it's got to be me. Okay, right. Well, thanks, Billy. Good job, mate.
Good job.
Sort your hair out, buddy. Okay, so I'm picking for you.
Yeah, I'm picking for Ashton.
All right.
So maybe just one, any wish. We've got a genie.
Any wish.
Should
we just set the ground rule that it has to be a fun thing rather than, because there's the, I'd pay off Peter's mortgage.
I miss him. Very practical thing.
I think he should have millions of pounds.
Mm. Something a bit more personal and funny.
Peter will get a pristine, unopened, sealed copy of the Spyro the Dragon press kit.
Whoa, that's basically paying off my mortgage.
Yeah, I suppose so, in a way. But you're not going to open it. You know?
No, thank you.
You're not going to sell it either.
Well, you should get him 2. You should get one that is pristine and one that he can open so he can enjoy it.
Yeah, one that he can keep minty and one that he can open. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I wish for Ashton that a... I'm torn between... I was just going to say maybe like something Horizon-related, like another sequel is announced and is coming now. It's ready.
But only for Ashton.
But only for Ashton.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually a kind of supercut TV show is made called 100 Best MILFs. And it's just... And every entry... happens to be a show that you have watched and it's someone that you're into.
That would be a good April Fool's video. The 10 best MILFs in gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just me talking to the camera for like an hour about how much I like the MILFs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just sort of struggling to even concentrate on
the
script.
Yeah, exactly. For Ben, I would wish that that your pill breakfast was actually a tasty, delightful breakfast, but still only had the same calorific intake of the pills.
I could eat a bacon sandwich every morning.
And it would just be equivalent to a pill.
Cod liver oil tablet.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you could eat whatever you want it for breakfast, but it would just be pills.
That's actually incredibly thoughtful.
That is good. I'd like to change the medium for your thing, because I literally just gave you a TV show.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe you're the host. You have been poached from Triple Jump by a production company, Channel 4.
You've been MILF hunted.
You've been MILF hunted, and they have not just asked, but instructed you to go
find the
on
hottest
a tour
MILFs.
As a presenter doing the hottest MILFs. Perhaps it has to be celebrity MILFs, maybe it's non-celebrity MILFs. Mm. And you have to do a documentary-style show. You're flown all over the world to find the MILFs.
Wow.
Could be a game show called The MILFed Singer, perhaps.
Yeah.
You've got to guess.
It would just be MILF Hunter, surely.
You've got to guess which of the singers is a MILF
the
or not.
MILFed Singer.
Which one's a MILF?
Yes.
It could be really offensive.
Surprise, they all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You win.
10 MILFs.
Cool. All right.
Cool. That's thanks,
fun.
Peter.
You're welcome.
I've got something in my eye. This has really upset me.
There's a little tiny MILF in there.
Yeah.
Question here from Cameron Keywood.
Oh, it's so one too off. Too early.
John Cena is reportedly scheduled to face Logan Paul at WrestleMania in April.
Don't care. Sorry.
Well, don't say it too loudly because your guy's phone will listen and then you'll get wrestling.
Yeah,
stuff
that's true.
John Cena, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What reality are we in and can I get off, please? Oh, a question, right. Have you ever had the urge to shave off all your hair and go bald?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. What? That was a real jerk there, the whiplash. I thought it was going
to
be a
they're already confused, Cameron. You can't do things like this. You just need to ask the question because these two already can't
I didn't say a goddamn thing.
You we had the April Fool's question was a hot mess.
Oh, I know, but what I was talking about that one.
No.
I was
listening. I have never had the urge to shave off all my hair and go bald.
Have you not been using the electric trimmers and just gone, what if I just...
Yes.
I've wondered what it would look like, but I never wanted to. I've never thought I want that. You know, I wonder what it's like to, I don't know, you've got to wonder what it's like to live various different lifestyles and be subject to, you know, highs and lows that other people are subject to.
I'm
desperately trying to tiptoe around appearing to be some sort of tourist of other people's misfortune. But, you know, there are things happen to in people's lives where you think, like, that must be very difficult.
Yeah.
And you can imagine, oh, that would be a very difficult thing. Doesn't mean that you want to. And that's the same thing. Like, I imagine, I think, oh, it must be, I would look bad if I shaved all my hair off. But it doesn't mean that I've thought I want to do that to see
what
it's
I'm hearing
like.
Is that you have never accidentally gone a bit too far when manscaping and just gone, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go the whole way.
Have you ever shaved your
talking
head?
Our head, though.
Shave my head? No.
Yeah.
They shave all your hair off, though, is what it said.
Yeah.
Totally clean shaven. Just slip.
I've thought like about it when, when I'm having a bad hair day. Like, if my hair is just not doing what I want it to do, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking shave it all off.
Yeah.
I'm just shave it all off. Mm. But then also, I keep telling I want my sister to shave her head so I can live vicariously through her. Because she's got quite short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was getting really long during the pandemic, I was like, just shave your head. Just shave it off. Just buzz it all off and then it will grow back and you can like have it how you want it. She's like, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing it. And every time I see her, I'm like, you should shave your head. She
oh
gets
God, stressed. You should just the intrusive
wait till she
thoughts.
Goes to sleep and shave it for her.
Yeah.
The shave fairy came.
Yeah.
Mm.
It wasn't Ashton.
But sometimes I don't have like a razor that I could use to just bzzz. But I do think that that's probably a good thing because the intrusive thoughts would definitely win. I'd come back with like a undercut that I've given myself.
Yeah.
Well, I was sad the other week. I almost cut myself a fringe. So we're lucky that I had about four gins. It was the day after my nana died and I was at my parents' house and I was like, I'm gonna cut my fucking hair.
Fucking fringe time.
I said, Mum, where are the scissors? And she said, no, you're not. And then she made my sister do it for me. So she cut like a few inches off my hair and I thought,
that made you feel better?
Yeah, but it would have made me feel better if I had done it myself. And then I said, oh, I'm going to cut a fringe. And my mum took the scissors and hid them. She was like, you're
it's
not
a funny thing. Like, I've read somewhere that there is, it happens a lot to, I don't know if it's tied to sex/gender or if it happens to men as much as women, but certainly women if they're having like a bit of a crisis, if they're having a difficult time, they can have specifically the intrusive thoughts to like do stuff to their hair.
Yeah.
I remember reading an article like about it.
Get it off me.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like after breakups, women tend to have big hair changes. Mm. Like a lot of women will go like blonde or they'll cut their hair really short because it's just like, I think, I don't know if it's like a psychological thing of being like shedding that
new,
part of
new
you.
New person in the mirror.
But yeah. Whenever I get sad, I get the urge to cut my hair off.
Actually, I can think of a couple of guys who I know who've, when they've had like big change in their life, they've suddenly like done a big hair change. So yeah, I guess it's not necessarily linked to whether you're a guy or a gal. But so you've been tempted at any point?
No, I was about to say I've never wanted to shave, but I have, you know, sometimes thought, all I'd need to do is like. Slip. Yeah. And then, oh God, now I'd have to start my beard all over again. I can't be asked. Mm. Can't be asked for that. No, not really. Can't say I've had that thought.
Wow.
Nope. I've just had regular sad, not hair removal sad. You know?
Who do you think it's gonna be from? You're not gonna get it. It's a new name.
Nathan.
I'm gonna say it's from someone called Lincoln.
Nope. Braden Elliott.
Oh, so close. Two first names.
What up, Bap? What's your favourite thing you've done this past week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm. What have I done this past week?
I cooked a nice meal. Much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the meal?
It was vegan meatballs in bolognese sauce with some tagliatelle and garlic bread. And I didn't make any of it myself. Like, I didn't make the meatballs. I seasoned it and I mixed it all together and I served it up and it was really tasty. I put a lot of chili powder, hot chili powder in the bolognese sauce and had a nice kick to it. Made my nose run. It's nice. It was a tasty meal.
I always make sauces way too spicy because I'm like, what if I just added more chili to it?
You're tang-fasticking your sauces.
Henry VIII, think yourself.
What was my favourite thing I've done this week?
I've not had a terrible week, but I've not done much because I did spend 2 days of it just kind of in bed or just like in the bath. I mean, a bath is always nice, but I do that several times
a week.
Did
you go on your trip to Yorkshire that you were going on at the weekend?
God, I can't. My time warp is so. Yeah, I did that. I mean, is that this week? Last weekend, I did go on a trip to Yorkshire and have
a really
nice. Well,
I'd say in the last 7 days.
Yeah, in the last 7 days. Okay, well that then, if that counts. Yeah, I had a nice trip to. It was actually really close to where my family live, but it was in this nice guest house where Amy's parents stayed for our wedding, and they were in this really nice room. And they said, oh, we've got you a voucher to stay in that room so that you can enjoy the sort of the nice luxury of that rather than, you know, just kind of being in a spare room in the house, which is very nice, obviously, in the family home. But yeah, we had a good time in this massive bedroom with English breakfast cooked for us both mornings. And the bedroom had a clawfoot tub in it at the end of the bedroom.
Wow.
Next to this massive sash window that like looked down into the valley. Yeah, well, you know, I had a good weekend. Then I got ill somehow. I don't know where from, but
that's sad.
Yeah, so that counts.
I had a pretty poor week. Went to a funeral. Mm. That wasn't my favorite thing. Mm. I guess it was nice to see family, but it wasn't a very happy occasion. Mm. I guess maybe. This is just like the thing that I thought, oh, glad that happened this week. My cats, when I got back on Tuesday, they were being very fussy. And Ember, my younger cat, she came into the bed and I was on my side. And she put her head on the pillow and we had a little spoon.
Oh,
that's nice. And that was pretty cute. So, yeah. But she's been really fucking annoying. She literally won't leave me alone. So, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. But that was nice for a moment.
That does sound nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, see, always look for
that. Any other week, maybe I'd have had a more exciting favorite thing, but picked a bad week to pick that question.
I nearly had takeaway yesterday, and then we were like, "No, let's be good." So if we had done that, I would have probably said that.
Been my favorite thing.
Not better than the trip away, but before we got to the point where I included the last 7 days rather than this week, it would have been the thing.
Omar Zambon. says, "Hi, Bap. What is your favorite location to visit over and over? Fiction or non-fiction?" Oh. Keep up the. I don't know if non-fiction means real world or from a textbook. Right, keep up the fantastic work. Thank you, Omar.
Favorite
What's a place
location
that you
like
to visit over and over again?
I have no idea. I don't know if it really counts, but I'm going to count it anyway. I really like to visit the theatre over and over again to see different shows because there's always stuff going on and I really like to go see live theatre.
Yeah.
I don't go very often because mad expensive, but it's always a good time when I go. Yeah, I could sneak
Break
in the back.
In.
Yeah. Head on stage and then just walk down into the audience.
It's me, it's the MILF Hunter. Pardon
yeah.
me. Coming through.
Excuse
Move.
Me. Looking for MILFs.
MILF Hunter, yeah. Are you a MILF?
I heard there was MILFs here at this matinee showing on a Saturday. Where are you?
I'm doing my documentary.
Looking for MILFs.
One of my favourite fictional places, obvious answer, but I really like the Spyro 1 world. All of
no
it.
Fucking video games, Pia.
But I have another answer, don't worry. I really like where my grandparents used to live in, I mean, I don't really want to be specific, but in the countryside up on some hills where there's just sheep and trees and fields and stuff. And I revisit that place a lot and go, because it's not far from where all my family live now. So whenever we're visiting them, we tend to just hop over to... Because I grew up, I lived next door to my grandparents until I was 8 years old. So it's literally where I grew up. It's not just, you know, a lot of people say, oh yeah, I grew up there, but like in the sense that they visited their grandparents often. But for me, it was literally just where our house was and where their house was. And we had a lovely time. So there.
That sounds lovely. I'm going to go for a fictional place, that being Pawnee, Indiana. Which is the setting of Parks and Recreation, because I'm rewatching that for the billionth time currently. And man, the people who live there seem pretty horrible, but it's just like a nice place. I would like to go to there.
Yeah.
If it existed. So
yeah.
That's what, and it comforts me. The town comforts me. So that would be my pick. Do we have time for a lightning round?
Sure.
Yeah, really fast.
Okay.
Really fast.
Depends if it's going to question, like, what's your most existential fear?
Give me a 12,000 word essay all about something. From Rob DW. Hi, Bap. If somebody could tell you the exact date and time of your death, would you want to know? Thanks, and keep up the good work.
No,
back
right,
in the
hat.
I was
going to
say, it's been a while since we've had that.
It
I'm
has
glad
been
it
a while.
Came back.
When it came out, I was like, well, that's an old question.
Yeah.
It's got a different format. R.S. Manamahana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you please say elucidate and or copper topped in your beautiful Britty accents? Technically a question. I'm from Kansas. Thank you.
These are very lightning round friendly.
Elucidate. And copper topped. Is that what that says?
Copper topped.
As in it has a top made of copper.
Yeah, but then the other word is elucidate.
Yeah. Elucidate. Copper topped.
Copper topped.
Elucidate. Copper topped.
Copper topped is a
copper
good
topped.
Word.
Elucidate.
Copper topped.
Copper topped.
All right. Final question. Here we go. Like a glove. Yellow. It begins.
Uh-huh.
What was the most ridiculous rumor at your school or hometown? Was it true? There was a rumor a kid at my school named James had sex with a hole in a tree. We were in year three. He ended up joining the army. I'm not sure of the relevance of that or if the rumor shaped him. Anyway, your rumors, please. K, bye, you beautiful dinguses.
I don't know if we had sex-related rumors in year three.
No.
There was a girl in my school in year seven who everyone said had been pregnant and had an abortion. And she was just like, she's just, because she turned up, like, she was late in entry into the school. And people were like, oh my God, it's because she, at her last school, she got pregnant and she had to have an abortion. So that's why she came here. And this girl had literally just rolled up into the school.
Oh,
and people were like spreading this rumor about her. And she was like literally 11 years old.
That's terrible.
And I don't believe that either of those things were true.
No.
Goodness.
In terms of like non-local rumors, there was of course the one where I think it varied from school to school whether it was Elton John or Marilyn Manson.
Was Marilyn Manson for us?
Yeah, had some of his ribs removed.
Oh, so Marilyn Manson. Could
bend
yeah.
over and suck his own. Yeah, suck his own dick. In our school, it was Elton John.
Really?
And then I heard later in life that a lot of people, it was Marilyn Manson.
Was that
Marilyn
not true, Manson. Though?
No.
No, it's not true.
But, like, local rumour, we had a guy, Mr. G, I'll say, Mr. G, had quite a flat, crooked nose. And the rumour was that he had, in some way, sexually involved himself with like a sixth form student at our school, and her dad had come in and punched him in the face and broken his nose.
God.
And I think that was just a cruel rumor, but I don't yeah. know.
Oh my God.
We had a very creepy teacher who was creepy, like he acted creepy, but he also clearly had something, not sure what, going on genetically. And he was like completely bald and quite short, and he had like a bit of a bulbous nose and sticky out ears. Mm. And like he had.
Like a goblin.
A little bit. I mean, that was part of the reason that students were horrible to him, was his physical appearance. Mm. But also he kind of spoke like this right. as well. And he was a bit of a... He coached like the girls' rounders team and stuff. And There's a lot to be said for attractive people acting a certain way, and people who are not conventionally attractive people acting the same way, and it being interpreted a completely separate way. I don't think he ever did anything bad, but because of how he looked and because of how he sounded, all the students were like, "Oh yeah, he's a proper perv. He is. He's an actual pervert who works in our school." And it was just like, "You're bullying this nice man. He was only ever lovely to anyone who interacted with him, but because of how he looked, it was just."
We have a teacher like that as well, who they, instead of just calling him Mr. Surname, they'd call him Pedo Surname.
Yeah, oh, right.
But he
yeah.
was also a bit of a creep. Like, he taught media studies and music, and it was always a bit like, sometimes he'd be a bit weird. But ever since Year 7, like, that's what everyone knew him as.
Yeah. Imagine, like, being fucking brave enough to work at a secondary school.
Yeah.
And then, like, day one, like, "You're a pedo." Mm. That's it. You're just a pedo from then on. There's nothing you can do because that rumor just spreads around.
Yeah.
There was a rumor when I was in sixth form, I don't know if I've told this before, that the history teacher had encountered the head girl during the summer, and like in a club, because she was 18, and they'd like hooked up, but he'd only just started at the school and he didn't know that she was a student.
Oh, God.
And so when it came back, it was my first year of sixth form, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, like they've hooked up." And like, I don't know if it was ever true. Like, he carried on teaching, like it was never a thing, but there was this rumor going around all the students that was like, "Oh yeah, they like hooked up in the club."
I think that's like a plot point of several sitcoms.
Like Waterloo
I've
Road
seen.
For sure. Mm. Yeah.
That's awful if true. Yeah. Goodness me. Well, there you are. There are some rumors. Mm. And that is the end of the After Dark podcast. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. Again, we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Keep an eye out for the question post that'll be going up in the next week or so. And until then, you look after yourselves.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.